It's time now on the News for the Soul Network for the psychic love doctor, Debra Lee and Friends. Since 1996, Debra has done unique, powerful, life-affirming readings with a deck of ordinary playing cards using the personal prophecy card reading method her grandmother taught her many years ago. Call in now for your reading with Debra today, 646-595-4274. Let's welcome the psychic love doctor back to News for the Soul now.
Hello, everyone. Glad to be with you. Hey, yes. Here it is. It's Monday, a beautiful day for many of us, and maybe a rainy day Monday for others of us. But hey, we're glad to be here. Glad to have you with us. Hello to our blog talkers through News for the Soul. Hello to our Facebookers who join us on the Psychic Love Doctor Show page, where you can watch us in action while you're listening to us on News for the Soul. I want to remind everybody, as you heard in the intro, that we're using an ordinary deck of playing cards for the readings that will be conducted during the show. This is just as my grandmother taught me all those many years ago. So it's important not to misunderstand and think that this is tarot card reading or oracle cards or any of the other systems that are out there. And I know they're wonderful in their own way. However, I've only studied this method for like 3 decades now, and it stands alone on its own to me. Stands alone. Very literal, very empowering, and highly dynamic. So I hope that you will get in the queue so that we can give you a reading during the show. Also, I'll be using a 24-card layout for each of our callers. It only takes me a moment or two to lay the cards out. This is the same layout that I use with my private clients, and it gives me a good look at the landscape of your life. So I enjoy using it that way. Others have their own methods, but this is one I've always used. So I want to now hand you over to Jimbo, who's going to tell you how to have a great call with us.
Welcome, everybody. I want to remind you that this show is for informational and educational purposes only. We'd also like to remind all the folks that are joining us tonight, various platforms, our News for the Soul folks, you can listen to that on various platforms too. There's iTunes, there's others. There's a few other things. I can't remember them off the top of my head, but there's a few other ways to listen to News for the Soul, not just on News for the Soul.
They have an app too.
Do they? Well, there you go. See, there's lots of ways, more ways than I even knew. And also for the Facebookers, welcome. Anybody that's out there, if you are international, I'll say it like that because I have no idea why. If you're international, please let us know. And we will give you live international shout-outs like I will, starting off with Rachel in Australia, all the way on the other side of the world.
That's right.
Well, welcome, Rachel. Thank you. You are the first international folk here. That's awesome.
And it's Wednesday there. No, Tuesday. I'm sorry.
It is the day of Tuesday. Tuesday. Yes, indeed it is. And their weather is cooling off, but it's probably, that's a relative term probably, because I think she has a lot of heat there still, maybe. I don't know. Rachel will tell us if there is. But anyway, anytime somebody international joins us, it doesn't have to be at the beginning. We'll give shout-outs. We'll work it in. We always do. That's our thing. That's what we do. All right. 646-595-4274. That is the number to call in to get your free reading. The sooner is better in this world. You want to call in and get in the queue. It's a good queue. It's such a good queue that you can actually still listen to the show while you wait. You don't get stuck with silence. You don't get stuck with
music
or nothing like that. But if you do have silence, something went wrong, just simply hang up and call back. Most of the time, the problem is gone because it's usually just a connection thing. It's the world we live in. Cell phones are weird. It's not like the old landline day. They had their advantages. So 646-595-4274. Call in. Get in the queue. Facebookers, if we get gaps in the phone calls, We shall turn to you. But I just can't make any promises on how many times, ifs, times, all that stuff. But you will be the first to know, and we'll give instructions at that moment if it arises when we turn to you. International shout out to Terry Sue in England. The Brits are coming. The Brits are coming. She's the first one leading the charge from Europe.
I don't think that's how it goes, does it?
The British are coming. I just said Brits. Okay. I feel like cutting a syllable off, all right? Getting lazy. Getting lazy in my talk. Oh, yes, regardless. That is the sound you will hear at the conclusion of your reading. So remember that. That is the sound you will hear at the conclusion of your reading. So when you hear that, your reading's wrapping. Let it wrap up. Don't think it's halftime and time to get some more questions while I get rid of the scammer. Yes, please let it come to a nice, natural, flowing end. We will, though, however, because it is Monday, we shall give you a single card from the Monday deck we love to use, Archangel Michael's Sword of Light Oracle deck. Yes, so when you hear that sound, let your reading come to an end. And then please stand by for the Archangel Michael. Michael will have a message. And Michael does not have negative messages, unless you watched that movie Legion last night.
But, why, what was in that?
That was about, it's a good flick, a lot of action, and it was kind of, you know, a thing.
I see.
Yep. Where God says, Michael had to come down to try to save humanity. It was pretty cool. Archangel Michael was good. Good movie. I recommend it. And a lot of action, a lot of crazy stuff going on there. Finishing, I'm kind of, sounds like I'm stalling because I am. I'm finishing off a naughty person, a naughty scammer. That's
Finishing off.
Like
so deadly.
Well, yeah, if only it could be. All right, international shout out to Jeanette up in Canada, our neighbor to the north.
She's just
northern
doing
neighbor.
The pop-in.
Is that what she said?
Yeah.
Ah, okay, well, welcome. Thank you. And hello, goodbye, hello, goodbye. Little Beatles for you. I don't know why you say goodbye. Me too. All right, no, but she hates Beatles, so I won't sing anymore. All right, today is April Fool's Day. So a lot of people out there that are fools, this is your day. All right? That's right. Mama didn't raise no fool. A lot of pranks, a lot of times. A lot of times, the problem is everybody knows it's the April Fool's, so you really have a hard time. The Navy Deb, there's like navalnews.com website. They put a prank story out there. It was about, the U.S. Navy has developed a magnetic caterpillar drive, which was, that was the big thing in the Hunt for Red October movie.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, and then there's a bunch of other things in the story that were very Hunt for Red October-ish and stuff, yeah. But, you know, it was, you could tell. Yeah, it was,
I read a good one today that in 1986, I believe it was, Burger King took out a big ad in a whole bunch of papers and said that they had developed a brand new, they're the ones with the Whopper, right?
They are the Whopper, home of the Whopper.
A left-handed Whopper. And they said, just when you come on in, just tell them you want the lefty burger. And all kinds of people did. I thought that was funny.
Ah, those poor souls. Yeah. But, you know. Yeah, well, you know, people have been playing pranks since the people have been on Earth, not just on April Fool's Day. April Fool's is tougher because everybody's looking for them, you know. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, so that is what it is. All right, Deb, I don't know anything, so I can't really talk about stuff like that right now. I have nothing, Deb. What do you want me to do? Sourdough bread day. You got to love sourdough bread.
It's dog month.
Our site doesn't say that. At work, somebody sends out what day it is. Somebody sent a thing at work that said it's international. It's like National Dog Month, but it's International Pooper Scooper Week. And I don't know. Maybe that was part of the. Maybe that website, that was their practical joke that they were using too.
You know, they have entrepreneurs that go around with a truck and they will clean up your dog duty in your yard for a. Of course,
the... Well, yeah, they're not doing it for free, and it's not going to be affordable.
But if you're kind of a, you know, homebound person...
Well, yeah, if you got a disability of some type, it's going to be a very valuable thing you would pay. Yep, absolutely.
Well, yeah, all right. What do you think?
I'll tell you what I think. I think we're going to start with the phone calls because you got nothing. You got nothing. That was it.
Oh,
remember
yeah.
Sourdough Bread Day. Remember that.
And it is good.
It is. I like sourdough.
So is it, what makes it sour? Do you know?
I don't know anything about the ingredients.
I wonder if it's, I don't know myself.
I don't know. It probably just maybe has less sweetener, less sugars in it to make it sweet. So that's, I don't know.
Okay. And I guess we're.
International shout out to Virgil in England, too. Another Brit. The Brits are attacking. So,
Virgil, I hope you received the information. I sent you an email.
All right.
That's all I have to say about that.
That's all I got to say about that.
Yeah. All right.
You can read. What is? I don't know how to say that word.
Guessing vinegar?
Some type of vinegar is what our headquarters is telling us. It makes it sour.
Yeah.
Vinegar I have not heard of.
And you always order sourdough.
I like sourdough when they ask you what kind of toast. I love it. It's good
stuff.
Does
it have kind of a twang to it?
I don't think so much that. It's just not as sweet. I think that's what I notice about it. It's not sour like sauerkraut or like a sour beer or anything like that. It's
sauerkraut.
It's just
a relative thing. I will walk miles for sauerkraut. And you know, it's very good for your gut. Very good. Like little scrub brushes in there taking care of you. So I suppose we are ready.
We are ready. Ready to rock and roll, Daddy O International. Shout out to Laura up in Canada. Oh, Canada. Yes, we are approaching the wrap of the NHL season. Should be getting near the end here soon enough. Teams are starting to qualify for the playoffs. All right, let's start out. Area code 806, patiently waiting in Texas. 806, welcome to the show.
Hello, it's Ann.
It is Ann.
Her name was Ann, and I'll be damned. I can remember her face.
Good to hear from you, Ann. What's cooking in Texas besides all of you?
It's cold and raining today.
Wow.
So, well, that sucks.
Yeah, it does. And it's supposed to be high, I think, at 58 degrees tomorrow. So I'm ready for the springtime warm weather.
Oh, it's coming. Don't you fret.
We were in the mid-70s, I think, here.
Yeah, we were.
All
right.
Right.
Madam, what can I do for you?
Well, I've been on Bumble again. And
okay.
I had a coffee date on Friday at Starbucks with a guy named Victor. And I thought it was going well. We had a lot in common. We talked about it being a small world, and we knew a lot of the same people. And he gave me a hug and says, well, maybe we can have dinner sometime. And I texted him, you know, a nice little message on Saturday and just said, you know, hope you made it to your worship service on Saturday evening. Enjoy the evening. Hope to talk to you soon. And here it is, Monday, almost 5:30, and I haven't heard anything. So just want to see if he wasn't interested after all, or will he reach out?
You know,
what's going on?
That is such an obstacle in this type of dating. It's like blind dates in a sense.
Sort of, kind of.
But why not just be honest? He could have sent you a
little
note, said it was wonderful to meet you, but
it shows you the character of that person.
It does kind of. So let's
see. I mean, they don't really care. They care about themselves. They weren't interested, so they're not even going to bother to do anything, and they're just going to move on, apparently. But she's going to do the cards that, you know.
And we had texted almost every day up until, you know, we had our coffee date, so yeah. And nothing big, but just touch the base. Good morning, you know. How's your day going?
Right.
Little stuff.
Sure.
Those of you that are unfamiliar with Bumble, this is a dating site where we women get to pick the men out of the picture.
I wonder if there's new ones that are copying that now.
I haven't seen any.
Really? Okay, I don't. I'm just.
Oh, they give you some free time on other sites, but then, then they want to hammer you with the big D.
Remember, all of them are in it to make money. So anybody that is surprised when they offer you something that's going to cost you, You should not be shocked. It's what they do. It's what they do.
Right.
Jim did.
And they don't let you do squat as a guy, really. I mean,
you pay.
If you want to really do a few extra, they didn't make me pay anything just to be there. But, well, if you want this, if you want that, if you want this, it's going to cost you. And it's like, well, I understand. That's why you're in the business. Nobody goes through all the trouble to create a website to not make money. So, all right, what do you got, Deb?
Now, just remember, Ann, and this is for all of us. When you go out to meet somebody, they're going to be on their best behavior. They're not going to tell you all the little nitty-gritty issues that they have. You know, they're not going to admit they have a problem with alcohol, or they have children that are in and out of jail or something like that. It's inappropriate right away. But this guy, I'm sorry, I don't see him. And in your card says a mover and a shaker. I think he met you. Yeah. But I really think it wouldn't hurt to move on. Because this is appearing to be his classic M.O. All right, where he will, for one thing, he should have closed the deal with you when you met him. Was it Saturday or what day was it you said?
Friday. Friday.
Okay.
Yeah.
When he met you on Friday, he should have then snagged another date and said, what is your availability Monday or Tuesday? We could set up a dinner date right now.
Or maybe some people, but he should have done it shortly thereafter if he didn't want to do it on the spot. Some people say, well, if I do it right away, I'll sound desperate and I'll wait a day or I'll wait 24 hours or something.
But Jim is right. He's showing you what his
true colors. And then you know what?
Right.
And here's the deal. You could hear something a week or so from now, and that means he's played the circuit a little bit, and you're not the first choice.
That's what I figured. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know what? Nobody should ever be a second fiddle. So if the guy waits that long, he better show papers that he was locked up in prison. Otherwise, he's playing a little game. Let me go see a bunch of women. I'll see five or six, and then I'll choose one or two out of them.
Well, I did get that vibe that, you know, he's still dating and whatnot, but... I was surprised.
I've got an intuitive vibe.
Go ahead, Deb.
You.
Yeah, you got the vibe and the cards.
I've got to tell you. I think the guy dabbles in bisexuality, truthfully.
Hmm.
I don't know if that's a road you want to go down.
No, I think I pass on that.
Yeah. Yeah, so he swings both ways.
God damn it.
Okay.
Move on.
I hope you can hear my voice. I'm not heartbroken. I'm just surprised.
Yeah.
So.
Think you've got better fish to fry elsewhere.
Oh, I'm sure.
Now, do you feel like, I want to ask you a question here. It's sort of investigative. When you go out and you meet these men, do you get the feeling they may be disappointed that you're not looking for a hookup right from the start?
Maybe that's it, because I did have one guy tell me, you just seem too nice, like a goody-two-shoe type person. So after that first date, he did say that to me. So maybe that is part of it.
Well, I do think that might be because they're getting spoiled. You know, they've got a singles bar roaring through their computers to them. It's not like it used to be when you had to meet people organically, you know, like people outside, sitting in the sun. You know how it used to be. Now these guys can be fly-by-night. They can just be looking for that hookup. And Jim told me a lot of the women who approached him on Bumble, they were looking for that. They wanted a sex connection.
International shout out to Sophia in Sweden.
Well, I bet that's a lot of it. Now that you brought that to my attention, yeah.
Now I have been on Bumble to evaluate it so I could come here on the show, and I'm pretty sure my profile is still out there. I don't get much of a response. Because I put right at the top, no hookups, no players, no married men, all that stuff.
Right.
That's what a lot of them are going to turn out to be.
Right. Well, I usually choose the ones that say want a relationship. If it's just something casual, then that's a swipe. I'm, you know, not interested.
That's a booty call.
Yeah, something casual. So, but I bet that is a lot of it. They can tell I'm not interested in a hookup. Okay.
And you're classy. You don't go in there looking all trashy, like you're grasping at your tooth. And I think right away they can tell this is a woman of quality and that they are not men of quality.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So now it's time to say next.
Well, not to
right.
you, but it's a pretty interesting timing. But yeah. All right. Here is your Archangel Michael card. Subject is be honest with yourself.
Mm-hmm.
All your feelings, even the difficult ones, have a message for you. Accept your truth. Then let Source take it from there.
Perfect. Perfect for today. Yeah.
And good luck.
Okay, I'll keep y'all posted.
Did he buy your coffee?
He did. He did buy my drink.
Well, that's very nice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he sprung for the $5 or whatever it is nowadays. Yes,
right, at Starbucks, yeah.
Yeah.
But, hey, yeah, roger that.
Not enough for a roll in the hay. Mm-mm.
Right.
All right. We'll give it a back end.
Take care, hon. Good to hear
okay,
from
you. Y'all too. All right. We'll talk to you soon. All right. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Every time I hear her name, it always reminds me of that line in the Gordon Lightfoot song.
What?
Carefree Highway. Her name was Ann, and I'll be damned. I can remember her face or something like that. Yep. It's like I always make me think about that. Yep.
I think Jim is trying to audition for like a lounge singer.
Except
know?
I don't do the singing part is all. So, well, or not even, not even well. I do it terribly, but you know, who cares? All right. All right. All right, our next caller, we're going to go to area code 520. Oh, Lisa.
Oh, yes, that's our Lisa.
How are you?
Oh, we're doing well. How about you?
Oh, so good. So good to talk to you. Well, I was supposed to go this morning with the neighbor to a business that had to do with the accident. And so I was waiting for him to call me. And then I finally called him. And he said, oh, no, I'm going to, you know, re-strategize. And actually, he's going without sleep. He's so upset by this. It's really for him devastating. And so I was listening and trying to offer, you know, whatever support I could offer him. And, you know, he's really deeply, deeply, deeply sidetracked by this. I mean, he is so blindsided by this. And so I went ahead, you know, and I said, well, I'll make dinner. And so he's coming over and I don't know, Deb, what do the cards say? I am really looking forward to going back on the weekend to the bread line and talking it up with that guy.
Oh, yes.
That's right. The every 7-day encounter.
We got a double header here to look at.
Double header
I'm
this
coming
is the spirit
on
of baseball season.
Yeah, I'm just going to, you know, say, let's go for coffee. You know, that's, I'm just coming right out and saying that when I come on Saturday.
Nope.
Yeah.
Hey, we have a question. Did the neighbor hire a good attorney or did they?
He said he went on a friend's suggestion.
She told us.
You know what I'll do? I'll have a private reading with you and I'll go into all of this.
Okay.
The last phone call, you said it was somebody he knew suggested this lawyer, you told us, on the phone.
Well, no, he has known this person for a great number of decades.
Oh.
And that person, yeah.
Well, in a case like this, I think we can look at it as somebody who's really looking out for your best interest or somebody who's hungry as an attorney.
Hungry like the wolf.
Yeah, and wants to get as much out of that insurance company because they got money. You know, they just, you see in the commercials.
Yeah,
it's,
well, you know,
right.
I have paid for insurance all my life on everything, for my vehicles, for wherever I live. I mean, I have a lot of insurance in different places right now. And before I moved here, I was somewhere else for a very short stint of time, and I had insurance there, and I had to use it. I've never had to use it during my whole life of paying insurance. And they treated me like a thug. They treated me like a criminal.
That's
and I
terrible.
Had nothing. I don't even know how people can rip them off because they pay the vendors. They have everyone investigating. At first, they denied me. You know, the place was flooded. For God's sake, I couldn't even walk through it. I could have gotten electrocuted. It was just one thing after another.
Unbelievable.
And so I'm totally, totally disgusted with, and, you know, and I kept calm, but I fought them tooth and nail. I fought them tooth and nail, but I was calm. I was businesslike. But I was so, I could not believe how the treatment. And then afterwards, of course, I laid it down on him. You know, that person that came at me with GI boots and was crushing me, I said that was abusive and inappropriate.
Yeah.
It was,
well,
they were threatening me. Yeah. They were,
oh my God.
It was.
Once that got resolved,
I
would have got rid of them. I would have got rid of them as an insurance company once it got resolved.
And, you know, for that kind of treatment, you can report them to the
bar. Yeah,
it's
like, you know what? I give you guys money for nothing for years. Years I give you guys money for nothing. Because that's what we do. Basically, in the perfect world, we pay for peace of mind, and we never use it in the perfect world.
It's true.
And once in a while, you know, once in a while, like you said, you never had to use it except once. So they didn't need to act like you were some kind of habitual offender. But, you know, they're jerkwads.
Yeah,
I hate insurance companies.
Out of this world, I could not believe it. I was dumbfounded, and I had to keep coming back, you know, very polite, but I was drawing boundaries, and this isn't appropriate, and you guys need to pull the recordings on these conversations. This is inappropriate, you know, that kind of thing. I fired one adjuster. I said, I'm letting you go. I need a new one. I said, and I listed the reasons. And the one they replaced me with was a guerrilla in the Vietnam or whatever war, Desert Storm, or, you know, they were out to take no prisoners with me.
Wow. Wow. Well, let me tell you, yes, this, it's very distressing for your neighbor. You know, I think he should have done some due diligence and possibly shopped around a little. They'll give you free consultation.
No, I guess he's going to deal with it now.
He is?
No, I'm saying obviously he has to, yes.
Yeah, because it does not look good in the cards. And they are hoping he's just desperate and will take what he can get. Okay, but let's switch now to the bread. What is he? Runs a
No, they bread? Meet they meet each time at a place.
Oh, in the bread line?
Is it the farmer's market? Is that what it is?
It's a place that every morning on Saturday we go there. All of us, a lot of people that like that particular specialty go there, and we wait in line for them to open the door so we can buy it fresh. And so he's always first in line. I've never really – he's just an average kind of person like the rest of us. And I just, you know, would say hi, bye. And this last Saturday it was like he was just paying a lot of attention to me. And I was enjoying talking to him because he's from a geographical – he was born in San Diego. And I love the ocean. And so we were talking about that.
Yep.
Yes. Yeah. Well, I got to tell you, your cards are on fire just like last time. Very, very, very soon. The card that indicates, you know, like time is of the essence. It's coming to you. And it's, gee, I hate to tell you, Lisa, it's love, happiness, contentment, fulfillment, everything that you wanted in a relationship. And I said the other night, that new man, I do believe, is your dolphin. Where we say here, there are many fish in the sea, but very few dolphins. And that is the dolphin. And when you've got a dolphin, you want to hang on to it.
Why is that, I wonder?
Yeah, I wonder.
I don't think I want to catch a damn dolphin. I'd rather catch a fish I can eat.
Well,
I don't know. I'm just saying.
I guess in terms of men.
Men.
Or he's your lobster, as they said on Friends.
No, lobster, you know, that's cool. Throw it in boiling water and eat it. Yeah.
No, but yes, I think that, you ought to pursue that. You ought to. And I hope that you will, because I think he holds many keys to your future.
She plans on taking the first step and inviting him out for a little coffee.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She already is going to.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's good. As well, you should.
Oh, yeah. If nothing else, it's another friend.
It is indeed. Worst case scenario, that is a true statement. That is the way to look into these things, yes.
You know, it's interesting, too. All this time that we've had your readings on the show, there's always been another guy in the wings. It was just a matter of time before he stepped out.
Well, I've been talking to him. It's so funny. I've been talking to him for weeks, you know, but this last Saturday it was more concentrated. He was waiting for me, and his smile, I can't get his smile out of my head. And I think, like I was telling my little grandson the other day, he got a little upset with me. And I said, do you know what a frown is? And he said, yes. I said, it's an upside down smile. And he says, I know. And I was thinking with this dude, his smile is so... lights up the universe, and I thought, I'd hate to see that smile go into an upside down. I mean,
well,
it happens,
remember,
you know.
Remember,
your cards have
remember.
Always indicated that once you are entertaining the attention of another man, that's the way we'll put it, your neighbor's going to really want to give this the old college try. He's going to come at you like gangbusters, not bangusters, but
blackbuster.
Yes.
You know, this is a really, like Jimbo said a long time ago, do not shit where you eat or whatever. I mean, this is really, if anyone ever says duplex to me in the future, I will run screaming for the hills.
Well, at least it was a rather pleasant relationship between the two of you, living so, you know, close up as you were with each other. But you could have had horrible neighbors, you know. They could have been playing hard rock music all night long. And
rock and roll, daddy-o. Yeah, I mean, yeah, you're right. I mean, it is what it is. It is not neighbors that are trying to steal from you, or like you said, they're nuisance. Well, I mean, it's a different kind of nuisance, but not like the nuisance that costs you
sleep. Well, you've got really good, bright days coming to you. Your cards have really shifted, and that's a good thing. And the thing with us women, men, there may be men out there that are like this. I just haven't met any. But we women tend to, when we are hurt, when, you know, someone has caused us pain and heartache, we tend to grow from it. And we will reach a point where we're not going back. We're not going to do that again. Yeah. So I think that this is what's happened with you, is you've grown away from that relationship. It had too many downs as opposed to ups for you. And it was a lot of work.
It was,
you know.
It's a lot of work, and I really, I don't know. I feel a lot of confusion, a lot of chaos.
Yeah, well, things are going to get better, my dear.
I'm so glad.
Yes, I think it's going to be a bright upward swing for you over the next several months. So
We shall see. Oh, you're welcome.
Oh,
honey.
Yay.
Yeah.
My arms are out to the universe. I'm ready to receive.
There you go. That's the way to do it.
Get your money for nothing and your chicks for free.
Yes.
That ain't working. That's the way you do it.
Who sings that?
Play the guitar on the MTV. Little Dire Straits for you there.
That's working.
Yes, sir. Right, here we go. Here's your Archangel Michael card. His subject is to open your heart. No one is perfect. Stop judging yourself and others and let love heal this situation.
Oh, there it is.
Love is in the air.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That.
Oh, me too.
All righty.
Elvis has left the building.
Yes, that's right.
Well,
all same but different.
You keep smiling, honey. Your life is turning.
Indeed it shall. It shall indeed.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
All right, you go. Go be fruitful and multiply. And we are going to move on to the next kala.
Okay, thank you so much. You too.
Best wishes
to
you. All right. We ready. 914 is in the state of New York. 914, you're the next caller on News for the Soul Radio Psychic Love Doctor Show.
Glad to have you with us. And who is calling? Hello?
Oh, goat.
What?
They just dropped. Oh. He drops it.
Who said that?
That was from an old, old, old Sega video game, Joe Montana Sports Talk Football.
Brother.
But anyway, we'll go to area code point. Right? No, let's say that again. We're going to go to area code 480, I think it's in Arizona. Welcome, 480.
Hello, glad to have you with us. What is your name, please?
We've got to give him a minute. Sometimes the mutes, my phone mute button, I want to do terrible things to it sometimes. 480, are you here? They might have got surprised that we jumped them so quick. Sometimes people get very, very surprised. They are there. You are there. You must take your phone off mute. Yes, we command thee. Hello. How are you? Won't you tell me? All right. Let's put them back on hold temporarily. And let's just for a short time open up the messenger world to Deborah Lee. Should Facebook Messenger Deborah Lee now? You only got a 2-minute window. We're going to try the phones again because 480 just might have had to. You know how it is. Sometimes you're on hold. You put the phone on. I'll just run to the bathroom real quick or something. Murphy's Law. Every time you do that, bingo, they call on you.
That has happened at the Academy Awards.
Oh, I believe it.
The ladies are in the powder room, and all of a sudden their name gets called. So they're trying to hitch up their britches.
You got to go. I guess they could wear adult diapers, except not with some of the clothes the chicks are wearing. They don't wear anything. Usually they're commando.
Oh, that's the latest trend. I don't know what's going on here.
What's that?
It's women. I mean,
what's what? What trend?
Keep the mystery. Don't wear see-through dresses.
I'm a big fan. Here, if you got it.
God.
Don't wear it if you're 700 pounds, but if you got the goods and they look good, yeah, wear that see-through stuff.
Well, it's really, I think it's cheesy, and I'm embarrassed for them.
But you don't need to be embarrassed for them if they're not.
Well.
If they're not embarrassed, then you can't be embarrassed for them because they're happy. Some of those chicks less like being naked.
Well, or they're men. Kanye's dressed from head to foot, you know, like he's going to Alaska, and she's running around out there in like a bodysuit covering nothing.
All right, we're going back to the phones. We're going to give this 480 another shot. Hello, 480. You are the next poison on the phone. Are you there, 480? Should be Arizona.
Yes.
Hello.
Welcome.
Hello.
Hello. I wonder how that happened.
Hello?
Yes.
Hello?
Hey, 480. Welcome.
Hi. Yeah. I could hear you, but you couldn't hear me. That's strange.
Yeah, that's the world we live in with phones.
Who are we speaking to, hon?
Oh, my name is Mia.
Hello, Mia. I bet we haven't talked to you before.
No, never.
Oh.
Well, welcome. Welcome very much. We're glad that you were patiently waiting.
Okay,
yeah.
Thank you. Yeah.
Now, tell us what brings you to the show, what your question is, and maybe a little bit of detail. Since I have not given you a reading previously, I need to work on building a spiritual link to you with some familiarity, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So you have the floor.
Okay, yeah. I'm not going to get into really private detail because, you know, this is a public show.
Sure.
Yeah, but what I wanted to know is that about the relocation, is it going to take place sometime this year?
Okay, that's a good question.
Yeah.
Do you know where you want to go?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Was it a move? I was doing something.
It's a move.
Okay, those are always good questions. Yep. And she was talking about this year, I guess. Yes.
Yeah.
She's got some ideas, some ideal locations. That's good. She wants to know what the cards will say, and the cards are going down.
Yeah.
All
right, it's just taking me a moment.
Yeah, and I'm dealing with a Facebook scammer here, so it kind of occupies my conscious effort. I only have so many brain cells, and they don't all work at the same time. So.
All right, well, that's about there. Your brain cells?
Yeah, they don't work in unison all the time. I only got a few.
Tell them to join hands.
They don't listen. Half of them are asleep. You know. All right, here we go. Cards are down.
Oh, my goodness, yes, Mia. You should start planning now. You are moving within this year and sooner than you think.
Well, it's already April. It's April, folks. It's April. No, it's April.
Yeah.
The year is progressing along.
And I'm wondering, how's your love life? Going well? For you?
No. It's
well.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I have not really got into that yet, but I look forward to it, yeah.
Okay,
well,
so she's kind of on the down low right now.
Well, you bring this move into reality for yourself, and you're going to bring a brand new partner is coming with the move. Part of the reason that you feel so drawn to the place that you want to go, because you're... Your future lies there. Your I'm going to say soulmate, but everybody gets hung up on that just being one kind of soulmate. But for you, it is true. This is going to turn out to be the love of your life. So the future is calling to you, Mia. And yes. And you've got a man here who has been dragging his feet. He's not moving quickly. He's not bringing forward the passion and the compatibility.
Mm-hmm.
But he's gonna lose you. He'll be one of those old men one day, the ones that sit in the tavern and they're drinking their little glass of beer, crying in their beer. The one that got away.
He had his past,
but you're going to go forward. And, the man for you is a king of hearts. And I think he makes the men characterized as either a jack or a heart. They are the best. They are sensitive, warm. They're comforting. They care so deeply about your sorrows and making you happy. I mean, it's like the ultimate partner. Yeah.
Yes.
So that's what's waiting for you, Mia.
And I think I deserve that because, you know, I have been working on myself for years now, you know, so I have become the best version of me, you know,
yeah.
So this is why Yeah.
That's so important.
Yeah. I'm looking myself.
Jim has a Michael.
I have an Archangel Michael sort of light oracle card for you. And the subject of your card is embrace this magical moment. Michael says, you are in the perfect energetic space for manifesting miracles. Allow your wishes to be fulfilled.
Yes.
Yeah. And, you know, then I'm going to take it. Yeah, yes, I'm listening. Yes, I'm here.
Are those your birds or are you outside? It sounds beautiful.
Oh, yeah. I am kind of in the patio. Yeah, these are the birds outside. Yeah, my home.
Sounds like you're in heaven. Sounds so beautiful.
Heaven.
So thank you so much for calling us. And
heaven.
Please, don't be a stranger, okay?
No. Yeah, I know.
Come around.
And in the morning, millions of them sing in the morning, early in the morning, millions of them. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
That'll wake you up in the morning if you already weren't awake.
Yeah. They sing in harmony every day, even at nighttime, too, sometimes. Yeah.
Well, you know, they say birds are messengers from God. So I think those birds have a big message for you.
Yes, I do.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, thank you very
much
for being patient, and we hope that you call again and again.
Yes, I will. I will email you. I will email you with me, okay?
Yeah, please.
Is your email on your profile? Is your email on your profile?
It should be. It should be, yes. It should be. Otherwise, if something goes astray, you can catch us here every Monday on News for the Soul Radio.
Yes.
Really?
Or you can always message me through if you have Messenger.
Psychic Love Doctor Show on Facebook Messenger.
Yes.
All right.
Okay, great. Okay, thank you so much. Okay, I will do that, okay?
All right, darling. Thank you.
All right, Deb, you just talk for a bit while I deal with another scammer.
Okay.
All right, talk. This won't take long. It's some of them go faster than others. It depends on the amount of typing going on in here. That one immediately got banned from the stream, and then I got to go finish them off on their page
and
report them to Facebook Nazis that they are harassing us. Harassing and bullying, that's
Isn't
what I tell them.
Isn't it interesting that they call a gathering of crows a
murder?
That is crazy good.
Yeah, it is. It is what it is.
Yes.
I feel like I was missing a shout-out, but I think I got everybody. Okay, no, I did not. I missed Catherine in Ireland. I think she showed up a little while ago. I didn't get a chance.
Land of what do you
call it? Ire. Your actual shout-out to Catherine in the land of Ire.
Yes. All right. What do we have?
Yes, we got an email.
Okay, I'm good.
Incoming email. Stand by. All right. And we will stand by for the email. We like the email readings. They email the show once in a while. Well, actually a lot. She gets lots of emails. Because some folks just can't be here on that 1 hour for the show once a week on News for the Soul here. The Psychic Love Doctor. Excuse me.
Okay.
What? Don't say okay.
Oh, she's getting it?
Yes. She doesn't have a button. She goes, boom, and it's there. You got to copy and paste. You got to do what you got to do. You got to go one software, copy, go to that software, paste. You better Control-C, Control-V, you know. That's the name of that, too. Yes, our folks in the land of Eng have changed their clocks ahead, so they're back to 5 hours ahead now. There was a short little time frame when we changed ours, and they had not, and our times were closer together, but they are no longer that.
Catherine.
In Ireland.
Well, I think it's Catherine, the other one.
Is she here, too?
Yeah.
We have multiple Catherines now?
Catherine, talking about her son.
Oh, yeah,
passing
no.
Passing his driver's
that,
test.
No, that is the one in, that is Ireland.
Oh, okay, I gotcha.
That's the land of Ire.
My first time, I got a 49, and the driving, what do they call them, the examiner told me he was being kind.
Well, she's in Ireland. We don't know what goes on
which
there.
Is like there. But
When I went back,
maybe they just
got
to not,
later,
not spill their beer or
I
something.
Aced
that's all,
it.
Maybe.
So it, sometimes I think it's timing. And the first time I went, it was early in the morning. I wasn't feeling like it. And, you know, you're young, you're a kid. So when I went back, I did very well. My sister was almost back to the station, you know, the like little DMV driver's test station, and she had an accident.
Automatic failure. Automatic failure. That is. They tell you that. Well, they don't. Everybody knows that. Automatic failure. Yep.
All right.
I don't see any emails. I don't know what to say. I don't know.
All right,
well, we've got time here.
Okay. Harry Sue, you need to go buy that dress. That dress is going to help you to have more confidence in yourself. I already can feel that it's beautiful, and it's going to present you in a way that I don't think you felt about yourself. That's
got
the
it.
Thing. I don't know what you'd call it, but it's kind of an interesting issue when people have basically been heavy all, you know, even as children, and then they lose a ton of weight. And it's like they have to regrow in these ways where you did before the weight was insulation. And people didn't look at you, you know, the way that they do it, say, pretty woman in a pretty dress. But you are that pretty woman. And that dress, I think, is really going to, yeah, really going to help you to gain the confidence that you need. All right there, Jimbo.
Elena. Or it always looks like Helena, but I already usually pronounce it Elena. It could be Helena, Elena. I've heard it different, pronounced different ways. In New York, mind you, though, she thought she had found her true soulmate, partner for life. But in recent months, things have changed. And she's questioning everything. She's asking if you can take a peek in, take a check in and see what's going on.
Okay. I can do that.
So recent months, that's not a quickie little thing. So in recent months, things have changed. So obviously, they've been together for a decent amount of time. All right.
Give me a moment.
Well, cards are going down. We don't. She could actually still be listening. A lot of people are listening and not actually in the queue.
Yeah.
Because you're driving or you're doing something and you got it on your, you got an app like you said, or it could be.
Oh, we hear from people all the time that say that.
Yes, okay. Indeed. There's nothing wrong with that. It is good to know.
There used to be, I don't know if she still is as I'm laying these cards down, but there used to be a female personality on the radio. Her name is Delilah. And, oh, the times I'd be listening to her as we're, you know, I'm going somewhere, driving around in a car, and I would start yelling at the radio saying, don't tell her that. No. It, you know, because a woman was like being very cut and dried a lot of the times. And these people have called up for to be inspired and to be, you know.
Lied to.
Well, not lied to, but I felt that I was diametrically opposed to things that Delilah often said. So anyway, that was just space filler here. Well, you know, I've got to tell you, my intuitive perception is telling me, hon, that this relationship is starting to go on a downward trend. And often that means because you both have experienced and learned and explored as much as you're going to together. And not all soulmates come along to take you through the rest of your life. They come in many different kinds. And I feel that this is only a relationship, we'll say, like, you know, how they often say a season for a relationship or, you know, longer. But I really feel that in this situation, you are being called by the higher power for somebody who is better suited for you as a long-term partner. So You know, I really don't like when I have to tell people things like that because I know their emotions are involved. But it's better to know. Better to know. And I really feel that there will be a continuing friendship between the two of you. But, yeah, you've got a new mate out there that is waiting to be able to come over the horizon and meet his true love. So, yeah. And I'm sorry I'm hoarse. It's seasonal allergies are killing me. Yeah.
Pollen is in the air. Pollen is in the air.
I really think that you're being given some time here to start to adjust to that. Because I don't see an abrupt, you know, some relationships just, they're so abrupt.
It can be.
Yeah, but this one is not. I feel that by the time a new man enters your life, you'll be ready. She will be ready. All right, what's her card?
Let us see. Let us cut it and let us see. Subject is let it go. This situation no longer serves you. Allow me, this is from Archangel Michael, allow me to sever your energetic connections to the past so you can embrace the future.
Yeah.
Let it go. All right.
Well,
it's time
yes.
to wrap it up there. News for the Soul, folks
yes,
listening with us. Thank
is.
You very much for joining us tonight.
Boy, this hour flies.
It does fly.
Yeah.
It
so
flies.
Take care. We'll be here next Monday, of course.
Of course.
Yes, 6 p.m. Eastern. 3 p.m. Pacific, and we'd love to hear from you. So stay well, everybody, and be safe.
We'll see you all next week.
That's right.
All right.
All right.
Thank you very much, Blog Talkers.
Yes. Talk to you soon.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.